You guys ready?
Still playing the camera.
Cool.
Okay, go.
Is that it?
What do you think about the weather?
It's snowing, huh? Got my jacket in the locker room. I'll be all right.
Jay, having so much success last week, it's got to be easier this week, I guess, for you a little bit.
Oh, definitely. But, I mean, I still made some mistakes and did some stuff that I shouldn't do. So, I mean, there's rooms that improve always.
Jay, what's the worst weather you ever played?
I mean, nothing like this. I mean, I've played in some cold weather, played in some snow, but, I mean, that's it's a little ridiculous out there right now.
It would just be a quarterback's nightmare.
It'd be pretty rough, yeah.
Have you ever played on Christmas Eve before?
I don't think you know.
If you want to dodge the question about where you're from,
again? I've been over that.
Yeah, I know. Just one more time.
What do you want to know? What do you want to know?
What's it like growing up in a place?
It's awesome. Like? It's awesome. It's, I mean, it's named Santa Claus. I mean, everyone puts their lights up and has a good time around Christmas. So I guess everyone gets into the Christmas spirit a little bit earlier there.
And when you tell people you're from a place called Santa Claus, the reaction you get outside of there?
Pretty cool. Santa Claus, huh? I'm like, yeah, Santa Claus. That's it. Next question.
When you look at the Bengals defense, I mean, obviously there's been some big numbers put up against them.
Yeah, but they got a good front seven. So, I mean, we got to be prepared for that. And, I mean, we're going to get their best shot. I mean, we know that we're coming down to the wild card in the playoffs and stuff. So, I mean, everyone's going to be out there battling.
They make it more special that you're battling them. I mean, this is like a playoff game.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's a lot on the line in this game, and I mean, they're a good team. I mean, they've been playing pretty well. Obviously, got beat on Monday, but they're still a good team. Got a really good offense. Got a good front seven. They gave up a few yards, but it's going to be a tough fight.
Where do you see opportunity against
them? I don't know. I mean, we just started kind of breaking them down and putting stuff in, but I mean, there's some holes there. I mean, there's holes in every defense. It's just a matter of us being able to execute and finding the right opportunity to take advantage of some things. So as the week goes, we'll see what we can do.
Do you think there's a chance that any attention to you towards you will be deflected now that you have another star in town like Iverson? A little less pressure on yourself?
AI doesn't play football, so I don't know if it's going to take away from any pressure on me. Yeah, I mean, I guess hopefully you guys will be down at the Pepsi Center talking to AI instead of worrying about what we're doing. But, I mean, I still got a job to do, and I'm going to go ahead and do it.
What did you come away with after looking at last year?
I mean, I was just a lot more patient. I wasn't forcing some balls. I was taking what they were giving me. We got some opportunities to hit some big plays, and we obviously did early, and it kind of opened up some stuff for us. And we got that momentum going, and, I mean, we never really let up. So, I mean, it was just good to see that.
Is there any such thing as getting the monkey off your back, getting a win, and making some big plays and knowing that, okay, I'll worry about that now, I can just go out and...
Yeah, I mean, getting that first win and getting that done and over with, now we can just go out and play football. And, I mean, we still got two critical games down the stretch, and there's going to be a lot of pressure there. So I just got to keep working and get better.
Was there a sense of relief after ending the long skid that you guys, that put you guys right back in
the thing? Yeah, definitely. I mean, that four-game skid we went on, and now to get a win, I mean, I think everyone's back where they were, and we were winning football games mentally and just ready to continue the season.
You've had a lot of questions about Tony and your relationship, but you've gotten the other tight ends involved too, all the tight ends. Has that kind of always been a big safety valve for you in college?
I think this offense is tight end friendly. I mean, they've had some pretty good tight ends in the past, and they know how to get the ball to there. And the way we spread out the field and the tight ends that we have can run the field really well and get up in those seams, and they know how to get open. So we've got so many weapons. I mean, it's just hard to get everyone the ball these days.
What did you think of the first play after you went there?
The first play?
The first pass.
I saw what I saw. I mean, that safety back there kind of got turned around, and Javon made a great route in the corner, and then we just went and got it. So it was going to be hit or miss, and we hit it.
Are you worried about me?
Javon, I mean, he's questionable. I mean, we don't know if he's going to be able to go. So, but, I mean, Brandon Marshall's been playing a lot better here. I mean, he's getting a lot of confidence in catching balls over the middle and breaking tackles and doing some stuff. So, if we don't have Javon, we got some guys that can step in there and play.
In some ways, is this almost surreal to you? You grew up probably watching NFL playoff games. And
yeah.
While this technically isn't a playoff game, essentially it really is. How does it feel to finally be in this position where all eyes are on you and your team and this game?
It's fun. I mean, we're in Denver. I mean, all eyes are on us all the time, every game. So you just got to take it as every game. I mean, you can't put a lot of pressure on this game, and we still got one more after this, and we still got to see what happens. So we're going to go out and play our game and prepare like it's every other week.